Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I am Jeff.
And I'm Dave.
And I'm back.
Yeah. Great. Great stuff.
Yeah.
This podcast is already worse than last week's. So, I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
I was talking to one of my friends about last week's podcast.
All right.
And he was in the Dave fan club. And
I lost all
and he goes that. He goes, geez, he's like, you know, I was one of the first to say we need more Dave. Now that I hear what it's like with less Dave, I really regret asking for more Dave. I'm like, that's so cold blooded. I'm like, I can't wait to let him know. He goes, don't know. I'm like, no, I'm fucking telling him that.
Yeah, you're definitely going
to
tell him that.
I'm absolutely going to tell him that. You shouldn't have said it if you didn't want him to know.
Right. Yeah, like, no. There are no secrets here.
Yeah, he knows how much we love letting Dave know how much we don't like him. So
it feels so warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Well, welcome back. Thanks for ruining the episode already.
It is good theme music. It's way better than listening to Dave talk about stupid ass stories.
Yeah.
But anyway, how you doing, Jeff? How are you feeling? Let's, because I know you were a little, had a little bit of the coffee coughs after I had the bronchitis.
Yeah, I don't have that like barking seal cough yet or anything like that, but I'm stuffed up. I'm mouth breathing pretty heavy. It's a good feeling, man. It's been about 3 or 4 days now.
Oof, feels good.
Yeah. But the good thing is I work at such a shitty job that I can't call out from because God knows what the hell will go wrong if I'm not there. That I can't just like rest and get better.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice.
That's a
good feeling. Yeah.
I dig it.
So good.
So, how about you?
I'm all right. Got a little bruised thumb situation that you brought me an ice pack for. Feeling good about that.
I'm not feeling good that I had to bring you the ice pack. I hope it's helping.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now my finger is way more numb than it was. Look, I can. It's
you wiggling. Can bend
it's
it?
Fine. It's fine, guys.
What did you do? Did you like slam it in a door?
All right. So here's, as you know, last week I was all.
You sounded good though.
Yeah, Dave texted me that day and be like, yo, I just want you to know, I would hit that based on the
voice.
Yeah,
you sounded like a young Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah. Yeah. Not so much anymore.
Yeah, no, now I sound like my normal shitty self. Thanks, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
I love you too, dick. So anyway, I went to the doctor, which I don't usually do, and they were like, hey, you've got viral bronchitis. And I was going on vacation. I was like, well, you better give me something to make me feel better now. And so they gave me a whole mess of prednisone. Steroid, and I do not react well to steroids in as much as I turn into a giant douche monster and just like randomly roid rage out.
Can I tell you how fucking nerdy it is
to
roid rage on an oral steroid for bronchitis?
Do you get the back acne too?
No, I don't. And you both can shut your goddamn mouths.
I would ask if he gets
I
the shriveled balls,
you.
But I already know the answer is yes.
Get
and it's
got
not, and
years ago, buddy.
And it's not from the steroids.
No. But earlier today, I went into a blind rage. And I don't remember what happened, but I remember something happened. And that's what this came from. So if you both continue making fun of me, I might end up murdering you.
I know. I was going to say
straight up on this podcast.
We better watch out there.
At least me.
Captain Chest Congestion.
I'll definitely be the first one to go.
Gonna freak out.
You're so, you said the captain of the chess team.
I said Captain Chest Congestion is going to freak out.
I can breathe fine now.
You can,
Jeff.
That's true.
So
that's true.
A lot of oxygen going to my muscles. So if I spring across this table, I can probably land right on my computer.
I was going to say, you'll break your own, you'll break all your shit. Don't do that. That's a terrible idea. That's why I can make funny. I'm sitting behind the mic that you own.
That's a good point. That's a good point you make.
As much as I want to avoid it, how you doing, Dave?
I'm doing pretty good.
Nice. You married yet?
Nope.
Why not?
What? Because...
Dave.
Because why?
I don't know.
Before,
let me tell you, because it's
before
not
she
a good
figures
reason.
Out that she can do better than you, you really need to put a ring on this
absolutely,
thing. Or get
man.
Her pregnant or it's, something, man. Just
all right. But
look at, first of all, look at me, okay? If I didn't scoop up my wife when she was 15 years old, now let me say, I was.
How long
was,
have you been with her, first of all? Let's,
I was 17.
Okay.
So all right. it's all good. She turned 16 a week later. But
say,
if I didn't
go.
If I didn't scoop her up, you know, 150 pounds and a head of hair ago while we were in a school with, you know, 200 and like 400 kids where she'd know that there's so much better out there, I would be single as fuck right now, lonely as fuck right now. You really need to stop dragging your feet.
The thing is, though, like, how long have we been doing this podcast for? What,
two, I
a little
don't know.
Over
it feels
6 months?
Like fucking forever.
It depends on, you know, who's math
counting.
You want to believe. Yeah.
Anyway.
Lisa.
No, it is over 6 months.
It's over,
it
six, is. It's over 6 months, right? And for 6 months, you guys have been telling her how much she could do better than me, right? For six
yeah,
months,
and yet she yeah. hasn't listened to our advice,
exactly.
So I think she's a keeper.
Exactly. So I think I have more time than you guys think.
Fucking not after she hears that. Not after she has that. Clock's ticking right now, motherfucker. You better do it. When is this podcast coming out? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, you better have a ring in your glove compartment. You're done.
Oh, well.
No. Maybe single day will tell better stories.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
No, probably and, worse. It'd probably be sad, like, emo stories.
Oh. Did you hear about bananas? I used to watch her eat bananas, and it was so precious.
I
the banana crop is doing just fine
so
far.
I don't care.
I seriously don't care.
In my week and a half off or so that we've had in between these episodes, I did do a lot of research on stories.
Oh, that's got to be completely not useful and helpful at all.
All right. Saying.
Well, I guess there's no avoiding it.
Let's bite the bullet and do this thing.
What do you got?
So, I mean, I got three stories.
Three?
Okay. I got three stories. I gave the headlines of these stories to Lisa and let her choose which one to tell.
All right, well, hold off. Before
wait,
you tell
wait,
us which
this,
one.
Is this like some choose the form of Gozer the Destructor shit?
I know. I know. It's like asking a fucking inmate on death row to pick whether it's going to be lethal injection, firing squad. I'd be like, just end it. Just end it. Whatever's fucking faster. Give us the three headlines.
All right. A farm in California forced to shut down their Halloween exhibit.
Oh, that
all right.
Sounds,
I already know this
that
story,
great.
So great.
All right, next. What's the next?
Super
headline?
Awesome.
All right, so Facebook opened a new feature,
oh, God
and
damn.
There was a kind of funny, unintentional result.
Okay.
And then the last one is a Florida dog that lost its way 8 years ago.
Oh, please tell me.
She,
first
she
of
had
all,
to
first
pick
of all,
the fucking dog one.
And is the dog one have a happy ending? Because I don't want to hear the dog one if it's sad, because I will legitimately
the dog
start
one
weeping.
Has a pretty happy ending.
I'm not feeling very confident about pretty happy
I'm almost,
ending.
I mean, let me ask
which,
you
which
this.
Which one did she choose?
Yeah, which one did she pick?
Well, which one do you think she picked?
I don't think the dog one.
I'm hoping for the dog one, because that's the only one there that I don't know.
Okay, well, she picked the farm.
God Halloween. Damn it, Lisa.
What kind of monster are you? Honestly, you're a terrible person, Lisa. Maybe you can't do better.
Now, she did apologize
all
to
right,
you
well,
guys and to
apology
all our
listeners. Not accepted.
Yeah, I'm not going to accept an apology until it's sent in to me directly.
Yeah,
thank
let
you
me,
very much.
Let me go. Let's go back real quick to the dog one before we get to this fucking California farm one, which you already know and is awful.
Yeah, it's
great,
dumb,
great stuff. can I summarize the dog one just from the headline? Did a dog get lost 8 years ago and his family found him now?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right,
it had
cool.
fleas. It's doing all right.
All right, as long as it's all right.
Is it like a? Is it like a fucking?
It's a terrier mix.
Oh, I had a terrier.
Had a lot of fleas and stuff like that. It's about 12 years old now, so the okay. owner's not going to have much time left with it. Said it's going to spoil her rotten.
Yeah, wow. As you goddamn should if you lost your dog and it came back 8 years later. She'd buying that thing steak every night.
It didn't come back to her. It went to, it ended up going to a shelter.
Okay.
And the shelter scanned the tag and then called her.
Holy shit. Later. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
From 8 years ago?
8 years ago. It was, I guess it was a stray that someone was feeding, they're saying, because it wasn't malnourished. It just had fleas. Good. So someone was feeding it, or it was just a great hunter, one of the
other. Can you fucking imagine? It is. Can you imagine if this woman, like, has other dogs at home, and now this motherfucking dog comes back, like the uncle that just got out of prison? Like, you know, he comes in, starts taking
it's
over
Uncle
shit.
It's Uncle Joey, guys.
Stealing other dogs' foods, kicking them out of their fucking beds.
It's impressive, though, to survive on the street for 8 years.
I couldn't survive on the street for 8 years.
Yeah, definitely not.
I mean,
I may have to test that theory. I may have to test that theory soon.
It's all right. But if you end up on the street, we're just going to go to Key West. It'll be fine.
That's you know what? That's fine. My wife won't object because she'll kick me out of the house anyway. So I could do Key West.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I could do Key West. Right, cool. I mean, the whole Matthew thing kind of scares me, though.
The whole what?
Hurricane Matthew.
Hurricane Matthew.
It's all right. I've got Comic Con this week, so we can't go until next week anyway.
Okay,
that's true.
And a hurricane doesn't scare me. I wouldn't have a house to get ruined. Like,
yeah,
I'm homeless. What am I going to get wet? Big fucking deal. Who cares? Go find a big ass rock.
Yeah,
you know, something to anchor you. I'm not getting blown away. It's not going to happen.
No,
it's not going to happen.
I don't think any of us go away in any form of breeze, really.
I wonder if, you know, you start there, work odds and ends, work odd jobs, and maybe make your way over to the Bahamas or something and open up like a shop renting fucking kayaks to tourists.
Why work all that? All you got to do is, have you ever been to Key West?
Never.
Have you been to Key West?
Never.
All right. Here's what you do. You go down to the pier at 5 o'clock every day. There's a whole bunch of stupid street acts. They make a killing off of the drunk tourists.
Could I just go there and tell stories?
Yes.
And make money?
100%. We could legitimately sit there and probably do this podcast live and make money there.
With no mics, with nothing.
With no money, with no mics. Just a boombox with a cassette tape with our theme music, and that's
all we
need.
Could we set him up, next to a popular act so that he drives them away from that act and, over to us? That would be a good scheme.
Mm. Yeah, it would be.
That'd be a good scheme.
Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
I don't know, man. I would miss my wife and my kids, but I feel like my work situation would be infinitely better.
It really would
if I was a homeless fucking street performer in Key West.
At least you'd have a view, right?
Yeah, listen.
So good. I love it there.
You don't need winter coats.
Nope.
You can pack light.
The coldest it's gotten in the past 50 years is 46 degrees.
Jesus.
I think I could do that. I could pack a backpack full of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Five shirts, 3 shorts.
Yeah.
A couple of pairs of underdrawers.
Yeah.
You know?
Pair of flip-flops.
Or a couple of plastic bags in Dave's case, apparently.
Yeah.
A couple of adult diapers. He doesn't pack well.
We could just go to the laundromat once a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too many clothes. We could probably throw it all in and split the cost.
True.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Well,
what's stopping us?
I know
what's stopping him.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's stopping us?
Yeah, yeah. What is
literally nothing?
Is it this podcast?
I think so.
It's 98% this podcast.
I feel like we could, if you guys could just get to a fucking Starbucks down there or something, we could just do it over the internet.
Yeah, 100%.
Be all set.
Done. Dave, we're moving.
Sounds good.
Let's go.
There you go. I'm thinking about that, and I think about I lived in Boston for a while, and there were homeless people in Boston. Boston get cold as fuck.
Yeah.
I wonder what makes you stay there. Why do you stay in Boston? You know, why would you not?
I'd imagine you have limited resources in order to move if you're homeless.
I'm fucking walk.
Yeah, but how
if it takes,
yeah, you have something else to do.
Doesn't matter how long
it
takes.
Know? How do you know?
How busy are the homeless?
In Boston, probably very.
Nah. Some of them. There was a Store 24, and there was this one guy that was always there, would open and close, would open the door for you. He would, sing when you were going in. That guy was the best. That guy always got change from me.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Always got change from me.
Because
at that point, I'm not giving a beggar change. I'm tipping a guy that's working.
Yeah. Why not?
You know? I know that's not a real job or anything like that, but shit.
Hey.
It was awesome. I loved it. I don't want to get off onto a tangent about the homeless here.
I would certainly hope you wouldn't.
Yeah, let's
not do that.
Let's talk about a real problem in America, which are Dave's stories. So we, the dog, this ex-con fucking dog. All right, so we know the story there.
Yeah, we know the story there.
Now, there's something about some California farm.
Yeah.
Is this a fucking produce story?
No.
What is it?
No, it's...
It's a Halloween exhibit being shut down on this farm.
Oh.
Okay, first of all, by saying this farm, it's Knott's Berry Farm.
Knott's Berry Farm?
Which I'm pretty sure is more... I don't think it's an actual farm. I think it's a like an attraction. Like
it's an attraction. Yeah, it's an attraction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. I don't think we have any way of...
It's a farm like Pepperidge Farm?
Yeah.
All right, so it's like Hillshire Farm? No, those actually might be real farms. I shouldn't compare those
somewhere.
Two.
Somewhere. Who knows?
All right, so Knott's Berry Farm, mm-hmm. which sounds not very interesting in my opinion.
That was a good one, Jeff.
I am ashamed that I laughed at that joke.
Wordplay 5 there.
You actually did laugh at that joke.
I'm really... Oh, my God. I need to just jump in front of a train.
I can't believe I made that joke. What the fuck has my life become? This is... It's time for a change, people.
It's after midnight.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
It's getting cloudy up there.
So, all right. So, this is the one that Lisa picked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell it?
No,
I mean, like... No, cause I want to know how mad I am at her. Yeah. I want to know what sort of Snapchats I'm going to send her later and be like, you bitch.
All right. Well, they had this haunted mental institution display. You know, you walk through and the whole story, blah, blah, blah. You've been through them all, right?
Yeah.
Well, people got a little offended because it was a criminally insane young woman inside this mental facility that was haunting the place. And people said it was extremely inappropriate.
How is it inappropriate?
Quite honestly, I don't know.
If she was haunting the place, then it was a ghost, right?
It was a ghost.
Okay. It was, first of all, it was a ghost. Second of all, the girl in question in the story was supposed to be possessed by demons. It's a whole, like, you don't want to stigmatize mental illness because people don't ask for help, which is totally true and totally fair and totally valid, but it's Halloween and that is a trope. That's mm-hmm. We're not there yet. And also, look at the fire that is, you know, the dumpster fire that is the world at the moment. I think the attractions at Knott's Berry Farm are not exactly where you should be throwing your petition dollars.
I
Well, now they're throwing the dollars to reopen it.
Yeah, exactly. Now there's a change.org petition to reopen thing. Like, guys,
let me tell you, I hate both of those. I hate petitions. I hate petitions about anything.
Same here.
I hate the petition to shut it down. I disagree with it, but I hate the fact that they're petitioning to bring it back.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, man. I feel like Salt and Pepper said it best in their hit, Let's Talk About Sex. Those who think it's dirty, or in this case, offensive, but those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. You know? Fucking don't pay attention to it. Just leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't...
What happened to just... ignoring and voting with your dollars about things.
Yeah, let me
There's
tell you.
A whole bunch of shit out there that offends me. I just don't
pay
for it.
And I'm sorry. And I know folks with, you know, mental illnesses. And there's
all
a
do.
Very good chance that 60 or 100% of the people at this table may have one. But it's...
You were referring to me, right?
I
think he was actually referring to all three of us, Dave.
Yeah,
100%. Well, he said 60%, so...
I said 60 or 100.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
And I guess it's technically 66, because two of us definitely do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the third. But let me tell you.
I can't figure out which one you'd think would be the third in this situation, so I'm pretty sure it's 100% of us.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm relatively certain that the stigma with mental illnesses does not come from this fucking haunted house.
No.
Mm-mm.
I'm
Absolutely
almost
not.
Positive.
No.
You know, do I think there should be the stigma? No.
No, of course
do
not.
Do I buy into it? Do I believe in it? No, absolutely not. You know? But come on. A fucking haunted house.
Yeah. It's Halloween.
It's a haunted insane asylum. Which I'm sure is not the right fucking terminology for that, but
and, yeah,
whatever. Like, it's Halloween. God, I mean, come
Get
on.
Get over yourselves.
Enough. Go fry some fucking
Like, if we're going to start fish, worrying man. About... I mean, and don't get me wrong, again, I don't think that there should be a stigma about that, but if Knott's Berry Farm is where you're pointing instead of, like, I don't know, mass media portrayals of crazy people like the Arkham Institute for the Criminally Insane, I'm just saying, that's all mental illness, Batman's mental illness,
right?
And you're worried about Knott's Berry Farm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, priorities.
Yeah, it's true.
It's real so, good.
Oh, man.
Real good.
I hate that
take out the seasonal one that won't really affect us. That'll be fun.
I hate...
Can't wait for that Justice League movie with the guy whose parents are killed right in front of him, and he's having a giant, you know, breakdown. His entire mm-hmm. life. Yeehaw!
I bunch of dipshits. Hate that she picked that story.
Yeah, well, she. I mean, it's based on the headline that I gave her.
So you
can kind of blame the headline because I didn't. Really
all right, well,
give her
blame. The headline can go choke on a dick.
Yeah, I'm gonna blame. I'm gonna blame everybody. You, her, fucking headline, Knott's Berry Farm.
Mm-hmm. The person that gave me a mic.
Yeah. We all have our parts to play in this little play, don't we?
And what was this? The last story was something about Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. They released a new feature on Facebook called Marketplace.
Yeah, they did.
And it went terribly wrong.
Guns and drugs animals and...
It was supposed to be like a friendlier Craigslist.
Yeah.
That's what it was supposed to be. And, well, they released it on
Monday.
Because
when you open up a new section of your website and you're like, let's make it like Craigslist, there's no way that can go wrong.
Yeah, so it was just overrun the first day. People selling drugs, illegal animals, and like baby hedgehogs, I see here. Prostitution services, of course, naturally.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do that?
On Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook.
That's a fucking brazen move right there.
Yeah.
That and really then, is.
So click Facebook, a like for this booty.
Facebook issued a statement saying it was a technical issue, and they're still working to figure out their filters.
First of all, I would like to say one thing about this. If you have the gall to sell your pussy on Facebook, they should leave you the fuck alone. They should leave you alone.
Whenever,
you're one of this country's like few remaining pioneers. You go and do your thing. You go and do your thing. If you're going to use the website that I use to post pictures of my kids and you know, keep in touch with college roommates and old, you know, distant relatives, and you're going to sell your vagina on that same website, do your fucking thing. And you have my full support. I think we should petition for pussy sales on Facebook Marketplace.
I mean, Facebook has been declining in numbers with the young people. I mean, this might help it.
Well, I was thinking about it. What is the one thing? What is the one thing you can't get on Facebook? A prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can.
Disagree. I'm sure I could get a prostitute on Facebook before Marketplace. Come on, man.
But now you don't even have to search.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Right at your fingertips.
It's right there. I don't know, man.
Right at your fingertips will save you a couple of bucks anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a masturbation joke, guys. I don't know if you picked up on that.
I got it. That was good.
I'm not even gonna go there. I don't want to have to cut any more of this. So I don't know. I really wish she had picked that one. That's by far the most interesting to me.
I agree. That's the one I would have picked.
Yeah. Although this junkyard dog is also an awesome story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, out of the three that we would have... two of the three we would have probably enjoyed, and she chose the third.
Yeah. Which all it did was make me fucking angry. So anyway. So that's... Well, that's good. Glad you're back. Is there another debate coming up soon?
There was one yesterday, and one is coming up on Sunday.
I know, but I meant one for him to work.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm going to be working the one on Sunday. But
okay.
Well, we're not going to record on Sunday, so...
Well,
we could if he's got to work.
Better not have to go to that.
What,
Giants are playing Sunday night. I don't want to miss that shit.
Yeah, after the way they did the last 2 weeks, I'm kind of...
Kind of nervous. My dad's going to Green Bay.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, can your dad come on the show?
Probably could.
That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that has gone on, and especially the last couple of days, I've seen it quite a bit, and it's fucking preposterous. But this clown garbage,
this is horrifying.
What is this? What the actual fuck is going on with these clowns all over the place?
I don't know. My nephew's school got put on lockdown because of it.
Really?
Yeah, he's in middle school. He's a sixth grader. And his school got put on lockdown. And then there was a threat to show up at the high school where they practice football.
Yeah.
And so they canceled football, his football practice because of it.
I was reading an article on Slate about how this happens like every 10 or 15 years too, where there's just like a whole outbreak of just weird clown shit that happens. That's, and people are getting
stupid.
Like, it's so freaking weird.
What is that? That's so fucking stupid.
Yo, it's 2016, man. Everything's weird. Everything's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
It's just, it's bizarre.
Let me ask you though.
Yeah.
If they know there's this like threat out there of these clowns, and what if somebody like comes across one of these clowns and just fucks them up? Is that what happens? Like, what happens with that?
I mean, theoretically, you could totally make a case for self-defense.
That's what I'm right. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know, like. You know what this is.
As long as you don't straight up murder the clown.
Mm-hmm.
You basically subdue them and call the cops. You have to have Batman rules.
Okay.
You subdue them. You do not kill them, no matter what they've done.
Okay.
So it's just like the Joker. You know, you may have murdered Robin, but I'm just going to bring you back to Arkham now.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. So there you go. That's my, and I'd like to point out that I'm not a lawyer, so don't hold me to that. But I'm pretty sure I'm right.
If you subdue him and then call the cops and then tell the cop, hey, this is what he or she was doing, I can't imagine getting in trouble
I would just make that up.
Well, yeah.
If this was a party clown getting a fucking Slurpee from 7-Eleven and I saw him, I'm not taking my chances, and I hit this guy in the head with a brick, I'm going to be like, this motherfucker was dressed like a clown. I don't know what he's doing. Like, I don't know.
Clowns beware.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
There's a serious decrease in the amount of people that are actually, the amount of income that people that are actually clowns that do that as their job because of this.
Wow.
It has become a serious issue in the clown community.
This is what stopped people from hiring clowns, not the fact that they're fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Let me tell you, if I was a kid nowadays and I knew that I could have a bus full of fucking video games or a bounce house come to my, you know, party and my parents brought a clown, I'd be Menendez in both of them. I'd be like, you guys are out of here. I'd be like, you're fucking out of here. You bring me a clown? What kind of bullshit is this? At least get me Uncle Magic. Like,
this episode's going to be 3 minutes long.
I'm not cutting that. I want my parents to know what's up.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me. Yeah, so it's... I'm sure a lot of this is internet hoax. I'm sure that it's...
I hope.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope. Because I got to be honest with you. If a clown comes out at me, I'm probably going to just either A, shit my pants, or B, straight up murder them, or C...
All the above?
Both. Because I'm pretty sure I could kill a guy with a steamer in my shorts. Yeah.
I don't know. If life was on the line, I guess you'd have to do what you'd have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you recently took a hit of that prednisone, you'd be fine.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Within the next 4 days, I will just straight up murder a clown. It won't even be a problem.
I genuinely don't fucking get it. And I don't know how I'd react. Like, they're talking about being at schools.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. If my kids are around and you're dressed like a fucking clown, this is not tough. I'm a huge pussy. Like, honestly,
I'm
a huge pussy. Yeah. I should be sold on Facebook.
Literally.
I'm a huge pussy. But, you know, if it comes down to, like, these clowns at my kid's school, I'm definitely hitting a clown in the head with a fucking baseball bat.
Yeah.
No
questions asked.
Mm-hmm. I might go buy a crowbar tomorrow just to carry around with me.
I can't bring around
a baseball bat. Why not?
All right. Well.
All right. So, but off of clowns.
Yeah.
Onto more impressive, happy things. Have you guys watched? I mean, I'm only halfway through it, but have you watched Luke Cage yet?
I have not.
I have watched the entire thing.
Okay. You quit your job.
Done.
Go watch it.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
All right.
Actually, watch it Friday. Come with me to Comic-Con tomorrow. And we'll just then we'll watch.
Oh, that's tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tomorrow through Sunday.
Oh, I didn't know it was actually tomorrow.
It's 4 days. You're going on Friday, Dave.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Where is it? Javits?
Javits Center, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, but no, Luke Cage is hella good.
Really?
I love it to death. And I love the character from the comics. It's the best. And Daredevil is one of my favorite characters of all time. Like, it's Spider-Man. Marvel-wise, it's Spider-Man, Rocket and Groot, Daredevil. And then Luke Cage is kind of in, like, the top seven, I guess. But story-wise, Luke Cage, just as an adaptation and as a TV show, is just so much better.
Wow.
See, I found the acting to be over the top, especially for Cottonmouth. I thought Luke Cage was solid, but I thought the acting on the other side was just awful.
But the acting is done in a... It's supposed to... Luke Cage as a character came out of the blaxploitation movies of the 70s. So in those movies, the villains are always super overdramatic.
Okay.
And yeah, that's what they're playing off of.
Yeah, okay. That's very true.
So it's very much a... It's like how I keep... When people talk to me about how superhero movies are going to die, there are no superhero movies anymore. They're just... Winter Soldier was a 70s political thriller that happened to have superheroes in it. That's what you do. That's why I don't think Batman v Superman worked as well as it could have, because that was a superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know...
It's a great point.
Civil War is just Kramer. It's a divorce movie. It's a Kramer versus Kramer with tights. That's all there is to it. If you take...
I always said the one thing missing from Kramer versus Kramer, Kramer was tights.
100%. Yeah. If you take a genre and add superheroes to it, and you do it in the right way, then it works much better as a movie than just a comic book adaptation.
Okay.
Luke Cage was in the 70s when blaxploitation, so it was taking the blaxploitation movies and turning that into the fodder for a comic, which then turned into a blaxploitation TV show. So it works on a completely different level, and I love it.
Well,
I was reading, you know, there are a lot of... There's no real mistakes, you know? I know sometimes there's continuity stuff, but...
Yeah.
Big pieces are never there by mistake, and I forget the guy's name that plays Luke Cage.
Mike Coulter.
But he was saying the shirt that he wears, I guess, at the time... Because this was recorded this was filmed quite a while ago.
It was still being filmed last... November.
All right, but started. I think it started like almost 2 years ago, right?
No, it started last year. They were in pre-production and whatnot, but like the filming was all last year.
All right, that's what... So I whatever I was reading, I may miss the timeline that he said specifically, but the hoodie that he's wearing is originally... It was supposed to be like a gold or a yellow hoodie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
And he's changed it to a dark one. As kind of an homage to Trayvon Martin and to the whole idea that that a black man in a hoodie is a
there's a lot of that.
Is a problem and stuff.
There's a lot of that in the show, and it's obvious and it's great.
It
like,
works really well. It
picks up on that whole entire story, whole entire thing. Like, all that's going on in the country right now, it picks up on all of that, and it uses it really well in the story.
That's cool.
It's done really, really good way.
The best episodes, by the way, first three, last three, are the best episodes.
Oh, you've seen the whole thing?
I've seen the whole thing.
Okay.
First three, last three are the best episodes, I thought.
Okay.
How many are there? How many episodes?
There's
12.
12.
12 or 13.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to get into it. I didn't watch Jessica Jones.
Also really good. You need to watch that before you watch this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Luke and Jessica.
He's in Jessica Jones.
That's why you have to watch it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he use any sort of pseudonym, alternate,
Originally he was called Power Man. In the comics.
No. I meant like in Jessica Jones or anything.
No.
Or is it like the second you see him, you know he's Luke Cage?
No, they call him Luke Cage.
Okay, just wondering.
I mean, they bring up the whole Power Man thing in the show. They bring up a whole bunch of nods to stuff. Yeah.
You're going to have to explain some of it because I don't know anything about Luke Cage when I went into it. Besides what I learned
He's one I don't know anything about.
Like, I learned about him in Jessica Jones, and I think Daredevil had a little bit mentioned.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Okay. I know Jessica Jones, I learned a bunch.
I did think that they mentioned him at the end of the second season.
They might have.
They don't mention him by name, but they mention
a guy
like another vigilante.
Yeah.
Because from what my understanding is, this takes place after Jessica Jones, but I think concurrently with Daredevil season 2.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
My understanding.
Daredevil,
which I've had to explain to like
Daredevil
12 people on Facebook.
Daredevil's awesome.
Oh, Daredevil's great. I love Daredevil.
Yeah, so Daredevil's awesome. Which season do you like better?
One.
Two. Actually, I like two a lot better.
I like two a lot better.
I like one story. I love the Punisher, but I like the story in one.
You know,
I think the ending of the first season of Daredevil was way more satisfying than the ending of the second season of Daredevil.
Like, I just thought the story, I thought it kept me like wanting more in season one, where season two, I was just like, I could turn this off and
season two, be fine. Season two, they made you want more because they don't resolve the story.
Right.
I actually definitely agree with you about like that ending of season one and how it made you want more, even though
I'm saying episode to episode.
Okay, but I meant the overall story was done really well, but you could have done just season one, not done anything else, and it would have been a fairly complete tale.
Right. Yes, it was.
You know, it would have been all an origin story, basically, because it doesn't even really become the Daredevil
until the last episode.
But damn if he didn't have the Billy Clubs and hit it off. Like, the minute he knocked the Billy Club and did like a ricochet move to hit somebody in the face, I was like, "Yeah, all right, cool. I've got Daredevil now.
Yeah,
done."
But you could have wrapped up season one, not done anything else. If it had bombed, and it still would have been, it still would have been very complete. But it was so good that you wanted to see it again. To me, right. I guess I love the Punisher, John
Bernthal or something like that.
Yeah, John Bernthal's Punisher.
Awesome. He was great.
Might be my favorite superhero
adaptation.
See, I don't like the Punisher generally as a character. I loved him in Daredevil, so I'm with you that was really strong. But I honestly think Luke Cage is a much better adaptation of a character than Punisher is.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I saw previews or whatever for Iron Fist.
Yeah.
What's the difference between him and Luke Cage? Like, there's the racing, but I mean,
so as Luke Cage came out of blaxploitation movies in the 70s, Iron Fist comes out of the Kung Fu movies of the 70s. So it's a different...
There's got to be a Kung Fu movie named Iron Fist somewhere.
I'm sure there is.
There has to be.
He's not indestructible. He can just focus his chi into his hand and beat the crap. He's the best martial artist on the planet.
Okay. Does he join the Defenders?
Not only does he join the Defenders... and this might be considered a spoiler by some people, but
it's in the comics
from 30 years ago, so deal with it. Him and Luke Cage team up to be the heroes for hire, who regular people can go and pay and be superheroes.
Really?
To go just, you know, basically fight street level crime. Like,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's good. And that's where I think they're not going to announce a Luke Cage season two. I think they're going to announce a Heroes for Hire.
That's pretty cool.
And it's going to be dope.
When does Iron Fist come out?
March 17th, 2017.
Wow.
They announced an official date.
It's my birthday. Comes out on my birthday.
That's also when Beauty and the Beast comes out.
It does.
Also on my birthday. Everything that day that comes out on my birthday.
It is going to be a very long day.
Fun fact.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And I'm sure I will end up seeing Beauty and the Beast, being that it's my wife and my daughter's favorite princess.
Hmm. I'm with them.
Yeah, me too.
That's my favorite Disney movie.
Same.
Really?
100%.
Same here. 100%. Yep.
That's your favorite Disney movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am pumped about that.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I honestly don't remember the movie. I don't think I've ever seen it all the way through.
You want to borrow it?
Well, I have it.
I have it on DVD, Blu-ray, from Disney Digital, all over the place.
Yeah.
Plus, it's probably available on Netflix now, or is that not yet?
No. No.
I thought it was September they were coming out.
I don't know what's going on. It was supposed to be like all the Disney movies coming in September, but now it's just like a staggered rollout.
Oh, awesome.
I think they're waiting on the fact that they just reopened the vault on a whole bunch of Disney Princess movies for Beauty and the Beast, so they'll wait until like next year.
I gotcha. Oh, that's good to know that I'm going to have to go buy all those fucking Disney movies from the vault.
Yeah. I mean, at least you have the excuse
of... $32.99 or whatever the release I'm at.
Like $25, I
think. Yeah. It's $25 or like $15 if you just do the digital. And oh, okay. Move on with your day.
Not bad.
Well, I'm going to have to get the Diamond Edition bullshit, whatever it is.
I think they only re-released the other ones digitally, though. So you might be okay. You might be able to luck out.
Yes.
Because that's what I've been doing. I've just been... Boop, because I am a child.
I scored some major bonus points with my girlfriend in regards to Disney when I went to go pick up the DVD that I pre-ordered, the Beauty and the Beast. So we went there kind of early. Like, I didn't realize what time the mall opens. I'm not actually a mall goer. So
what
I went,
time did you go?
I think, I don't know. It was probably like around 10:45 we got there.
Okay.
But the Disney store wasn't open yet. So
what?
She, yeah.
What day?
Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so I had no idea.
In Jersey?
No, in Roosevelt Field.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they open at 11.
So I had no idea. But anyway, it worked out perfectly because Lisa got to do the whole key thing where she got to open the store.
Okay.
And she got the little key. She was like over the moon about that.
Yeah, I saw a picture that I was like, I don't know where you are. That's weird, but okay. Yeah.
So, wait. All I got to do is fucking show up there early and my kids can open the store?
Yeah. No, it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Done.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm.
Done and done.
Yeah. Lisa, we're standing there waiting for it. She goes, I hope no kids show up. Because right. If a kid shows up, they're going to obviously let the kid do it, not 30-year-old Lisa.
I'd be like, fuck this kid. I'm here already.
Jeff's just punching them like they were in clown makeup.
Yeah. This guy went on a rampage outside the Disney store because he wanted to open it, and some kids showed up. So he punched all the parents. No, thankfully I'll just bring one of mine.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'll take the key from them at the last second and open it. Be like, get out of the way, kid. My key. We were all over the place today.
We were. Yeah. But I think the key takeaway is go watch Luke Cage. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Done. I gotta watch Jessica Jones first.
You do. That's also amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's right. Really good. It's really good.
So I'll check those out when
You guys go sign up for Marvel Unlimited and read the comics, too. It's only like $10, and you get all the comics. It's fine.
$10 a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say $10 flat. I was like, all right.
Oh, no, if it was $10
I'd
flat.
I'd do that.
No.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
That'd be
heartbeat.
A real losing proposition for Marvel.
Yeah.
I figure they're making so much money on the movies and stuff. You know, they can afford it.
Yeah, that's turned into the whole thing where it's just the comics are just it's an IP factory for them, so they don't really give a shit about comic sales anymore.
Yeah,
which is probably for the best.
Well,
even though comic stores are one of the few retail growth industries that are still around.
Really?
Fun fact, yeah, read that the other day.
Wow, you like, bringing the fun story.
Yeah,
I know the answer to this is, but have you ever heard of Midtown Comics?
Yeah,
they're huge.
They are huge.
They had a purchasing manager position open that I was going to...
You should have.
I can't find the fucking job anyway. They must have filled it.
They probably didn't. Mm-hmm. There's like 4 of them. I'll find you the job. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Want to call this an episode?
I think so. Ed's going to find me a new job.
I'm going
to find
Jeff a job.
I'm going to go put my American flag band on my Apple Watch, and Dave's just going to go.
I'm going to go research for more stories.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Good work, everybody.
Later.